Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for having me. Thanks for going to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. All the other you can help yourself to there at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is a different question every week on things that we'd like to know about your thinking. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. We're very excited about our newest member of our Brain Trust, Dr. Douglas Holtz Aiken, who, as you know, is a former Congressional Budget Director under President Bush and Bush 43. He's also the current president Action Forum, and formerly the economic advisor to Senator McCain in his campaign for president. Doug, let's talk. Thank you for the great report you gave us on the estate tax. And before we go any further, quickly, what do you think the chances are of that estate tax being extended before the end of the year?
Well, I think what's going to happen is after the election, Congress is going to come back for a short lame duck session, and the best bet is they will roll into one enormous tax package, extending the so-called Bush tax cuts from 2003, including the estate tax, fix the AMT, and do a lot of business tax policy all in one huge bill that they'll throw together quickly.
Even if the Democrats get clobbered, they'll do that?
Yeah, it would be such a disastrously bad idea to raise taxes on December 31st.
Right.
I mean, the economy is not.
But if that's such a great political, and that would be a great political move. If it's such a great political move, why haven't they already done it?
It's a mystery to me. The left desperately wants to raise taxes on rich people for reasons I find mysterious, to be honest. Going into the election, they didn't want to admit that they'd ever given up that hope, so they kept talking about it. But they're not going to do it, and Democrats don't want to take those votes.
So they're going to actually extend them without getting any political benefit from them. That makes no sense. That's incongruous to me.
It may be one of the reasons that I expect the Democrat Party to lose a little time around.
Yeah, that's not good politics. And usually, the Democrats are better at politics than the Republicans are.
I would agree with that, but they have misplayed this hand. And we had 40 Democrats writing letters to Speaker Pelosi saying, "Let's please do this," and she ignored it.
Wow, that's I'm glad to know that you're as mystified about this as I am. I thought I was missing something being out here in flyover America and not in the centers of power like you're a lot closer to. Let's talk about headwinds that we've got. We're in a recovery, but it doesn't feel like one. Doug, what do we do about this?
I think the right thing to do is to focus on economic growth policy. The economy's been growing for a year. It's not like we've got a free fall and these notions of emergency, quote, stimulus, I think are behind us. Whatever you want to think of those, and I don't think too highly of them, they're behind us.
Right.
So if you look at the U.S. economy the way an economist does, you look at the household sector, tough problems. Houses are damaged. People have a lot of debt. Their portfolios aren't worth much. They're not going to spend a lot of money. Look at the government, red ink as far as the eye can see. So if you want to be successful, you're going to have to on the business community. And we know that historically, the small and family businesses have been an engine of growth in that community. So we should be doing everything we can to make their lives better, not worse. And you've watched this as well as I have. You know, the health care bill is a disaster.
It's a disaster,
Raising taxes, it would be a disaster for the small business. A lot of regulations going on right now.
So one thing's for sure,
making their life harder.
One thing's for sure, we don't like the things that we know are coming, and we're frightened of the things that we may be coming. We don't know what they are, and that's causing small business owners not to hire, not to borrow money, not to take risks, and that's the reason. This is one thing, not a mystery to me at all, Doug, and that is why the economy is languishing.
I don't think it's a mystery either. It's one of these perplexing situations you've seen and I've seen, if you're old enough, where the politics are getting in the way of what would be the best for everyone in America. And that's always a tragedy in my view.
Absolutely. Let's talk about quickly before we go to the deficits. We've got enormous deficits, astronomical, unprecedented deficits, and that has doubled, more than doubled, almost tripled in less than a decade. Can we recover from this, Douglas?
We can, but it requires some serious belt tightening in Washington. These deficits are the result of spending, period. There's no shortage of revenue in any of these projections, so we're going to get serious about what the government does and does not do, and quite frankly, the government's doing too many things that it shouldn't be right now.
But Douglas, it's going to take leadership, and I'm not sure is capable of producing that kind of leadership.
I'm not as optimistic either for the next year, but we don't have a choice. We have to address this, and Americans typically have risen to challenges. I expect us to do so again.
We've got to elect leaders, not politicians. Isn't that the method we have to use?
Absolutely. And
we have to let people who are willing to tell us to take our medicine and to go up there and give us the medicine. We've got to do that, I think, don't you?
We do have to change the politics. I mean, in the end, you know, you vote for people, you get the government you voted for. So,
yeah.
You know, it's time to vote for something different.
AmericanActionForum.org, is that right?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about you guys quickly.
Well, I mean, quickly, we are interested in good economic and domestic policy. That's the heart of the organization. We also have a sister organization, the American Action Network, that does advocacy on behalf of those candidates and those legislators who
and American Action.
At intersection of politics and policy, we can make a difference.
AmericanActionForum.com. Douglas, will you come back another day?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Douglas Holtz, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.